Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
10 years ago, Philando Castile was pulled over because his taillight was broken. Odds are pretty good today that that wouldn't happen. Both Ramsey and Hennepin counties have moved away from pulling people over for equipment violations. And while I think we've made a major error in the post-COVID time in reducing the amount of traffic enforcement we do, because I think there are so many reckless and dangerous drivers out there, I am so glad that we almost never pull people over for having a broken taillight or for having the air freshener around their rearview mirror. This was almost entirely about pulling people over, hoping to find something else. It was a procedural fishing expedition. And I think we're safer because of it. I really do. I'm glad that we're not pulling people over for these things. 651-461-9226. I wonder what you think. Pioneer Press did an analysis of traffic stops in Ramsey County and in St. Paul. And what they found is that equipment violations in 2019, St. Paul police pulled over 6,200 people for it. In 2020, they pulled over 5,200. And then they changed the policy in September 2021. And said, we're not pulling over for this stuff anymore. And so in 2022, only 400 people were pulled over. And that number has stayed pretty similar over these last couple years. Now, at that low point in 2022, St. Paul was pulling over 11,000 people for moving violations. But over those next couple years, that has grown to be 25,000 people. So does that, is that because there are more people driving like lunatics, or is that because police have more time to worry about things that actually matter? That's what I think. Pulling people over for expired license tabs, for a broken taillight, for a loud muffler, for a cracked windshield, for windows that are tinted, two lights, for one headlight that's not working, or one brake light that's not working. Now, they are sending a letter to the vehicle's registered owner to let them know, hey, we spotted this. Can you fix it? It's not a citation. It's more like, hey, you can't drive around with one headlight out.
What we used to call a fix-it ticket, right?
A fix-it ticket. And so now they do this instead of pulling someone over. If police were pulling over, well, take St. Paul, for example. In the city of St. Paul, the population is about 15% black. So if you looked at equipment violation calls, pullovers, and you said, well, they're pulling, 15 to 25% of the people pulled over were black. I think you could say like, well, they're just, they're pulling over people who have equipment violations. But statistically, the percentage of black drivers that were being pulled over in St. Paul was in the kind of 35 to 40% range. It just is very unlikely that race did not enter into the equation. It just is. Now, does this fix everything? Of course not. And part of law enforcement also is always going to be you're pulling over situationally. So just because the population is 15% doesn't mean that that number should be 15%. And even when I say 25, maybe it should be 30. I don't know. It has to do with where are the crime hotspots, who is out driving a car that has, you know, equipment violation. But there's been enough academic research on the broken taillight theory of policing. For me, it's pretty convincing. And I don't know that it was intentional, but I think there was bias in that process. The question was 10 years ago, if you stop this, are we going to be less safe? Are there, you know, the argument from law enforcement at the time, Dan, was like, well, the reason we do these pullovers is because we're going to capture illegal guns. Or you're going to catch somebody who's a wanted murderer or whatever.
Or, I mean, even lesser than that. Like, I got stopped one time in downtown Minneapolis because I had just literally minutes before backed up my car into a post and broke a taillight. Mm. And minutes later, I'm pulled over. And right. The cop flat out told me, we make stops like this because a lot of times people that are driving around with broken taillights don't have current insurance. And so if we can stop, you know, uninsured drivers from being out there and getting into wrecks with other people,
right.
That's a good thing. So there was always a pretext to it.
It's a pretext. And the truth is, people are doing plenty of illegal things on the road. We don't need these things to be the pretext. You could be pulled over for speeding. You can be pulled over for running a red light. You could be pulled over for running a stop sign. All of those things are valid reasons to be pulled over. I think eliminating this, what we found, it is not reduced the number of guns confiscated. In fact, the opposite. St. Paul they've been removing more guns. And so I don't see the downside to this. Now, politically, when Hennepin County announced that they were no longer going to do these kind of pretext pullovers, and that was a little later, Hennepin County, I believe, announced this shift last year. So it really, Ramsey County, because it was in St. Anthony, because it was... Well, it was Falcon Heights, but it was a St. Anthony police officer that was covering Falcon Heights because it was a Ramsey County incident. Perhaps John Choi, the county attorney there, felt more urgency to act quicker. But I think it's been a good policy. I really do. There is enough crime out there to go get people. Texters at 651-461-9226. Jason, I'm glad people get pulled over. I was pulled over because my taillights were out. And I had no clue. I could have endangered a lot of people with that at night. I certainly don't want the police going on fishing expeditions, but pulling people over for problems that need to be fixed is just part of good safety. So I think that's true. So I was pulled over in Maple Grove for expired license tabs. And if you're in a suburb where you have time to pull people over for that sort of stuff, I guess it's all right. I don't know. What was solved by the pullover that wouldn't have been solved by sending a letter? And by sending a letter, you take out the chance that something's going to be escalated. And you can't remove all of those circumstances, right? You still have to pull people over for unsafe driving. But to me, the letter accomplishes the same thing. It just does. You don't need... And not only am I thinking about the safety of you... The citizen who's being pulled over, and obviously on this date, you think about Diamond Reynolds, right, who is Philando Castile's girlfriend and the daughter. All of them were in the car at the time, and she was live streaming it on Facebook, which at that time was crazy, like no one was live streaming 10 years ago. But I also think about the safety of law enforcement, where you end up in a scenario where it's like, was it worth it to pull somebody over because they had a busted out taillight? Jason, you're missing the number one cause for those pullovers, and that's drunk drivers. It's a big difference whether they pull them over on Monday afternoon or 2 p.m. or Friday night at 1 a.m. That can be a valid reason for me to have someone pulled over for a fix-it violation. So The drunk driving case is interesting. I suppose I would prefer we go back to like the drunk driving blockades, right? Remember those days where they'd have just like a safety check? And I think the courts have ruled that those are not constitutional, at least not in Minnesota. But I think pulling people over for a pretext, hoping you're going to catch a drunk or like hanging out outside a bar, I don't know. To me, like that's not it. It's not the kind of policing I want to see. I think this change makes communities trust the police better and trust them more because you take out one more example where people can say you're targeting us unfairly. So I think it's good. Let's break. A lot of people disagree in the text. They like the pretext pullovers. That's a position that's very safe to have when you don't do anything wrong, right? Like, that's not what we're worried about. We're not worried about the people who are doing nothing wrong. Let's break. You can weigh in on this. More texts on this coming in. Why not? We'll stick with it. 651-461-9226. Drive time back in a minute.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to Staples for bringing us the weather forecast. How about a Continental Diamond time check? It is 4:54 right now. Continental Diamond, they're locally owned. They are award-winning. Just great people. The Continental Diamond family, go check out their incredible engagement ring selection. Maybe you got a luxury timepiece that you're looking for. That's what I go there for. Amazing pre-owned selection. You can see all of it at the website ContinentalDiamond.com. Lots of texts coming in about this equipment pullover issue. I get it why people feel like, if it's a safety issue. If you have one taillight out or one headlight out, you should be pulled over. But the truth is, like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth endangering the officer? I don't think it is. I think you can send that letter out. Now, a texter says, so you are a proponent of camera surveillance of everybody driving around? AI can tell if you've got equipment violations or your tabs are expired or you may not be wearing a seatbelt. Well, that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about an officer observing this. It is an interesting question, though, when you think about like the future of safe policing. How much are we willing to use technology to do this better? I don't know. I am uncomfortable with all of the surveillance that we have going on in the world. And also, like, I acknowledge the fact that if you in Minneapolis only have, what do we have now, 600 officers full time on the force? That if we can use cameras and surveillance to catch people, I guess I would prefer we deploy these things for people doing more dangerous stuff. So if you're running a red light, I would like you to get a ticket. If you're, you know, going more than 10 miles over the speed limit, I'm more open to that. Do I want to use surveillance type technology to bust you for expired tabs? I'm not really that interested in that. I don't know. I guess what's the logic? What's my logic behind that? I don't know. But to me, I'm more concerned about safety. Let's go after the things that are really making people unsafe. To me, that makes more sense. Texture says, I've seen squad cars and squad SUVs with taillights out. So they only pull people over if you have both lights out. One other update that I wanted to share with you. Well, actually, we only have 30 seconds, so Dan, I'm not going to share that update. How about that?
Uh-huh.
I know. Too much show. Sometimes there's just too much show. What can we do? In a minute, we're going to give you ABC News. I want to talk about the suburbs trying to get you to come hang out on a Tuesday. Why are we so obsessed with, like, visitors to our cities? I don't know. It's a little goofy. We're going to talk about that after ABC News.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.